In local sports, Cayman's under 20 national women's squad is getting ready for another big game tomorrow night. CIHTV's Simon Boxall has more.
The Cayman Islands national women's football team beat the Bahamas 2-0 in their first game held in Curacao on Monday evening. The result means that the squad, which is competing in the CONCACAF Championships and FIFA World Cup qualifiers in Curacao, progressed through Group B to play Anguilla this Friday. Cayman's victory was secured by striker Molly Kehoe, who blasted the goals in both halves for a nail-biting match. A positive result on Friday will qualify the women's team through to the next round.
The ladies play at 7 p.m. local time tomorrow. The Cayman Islands Red Cross held its 23rd annual golf tournament at North Sound Golf Club earlier this month. More from Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins.
The Cayman Islands Red Cross is celebrating its 60th year of operation, and the tournament serves as the main fundraising event for their programs, such as first aid, CPR training, disaster management training, child protection and sexual abuse education, volunteer development, and thrift shop services. The tournament winners included first place CML recruitment Will Courtney, Graham Blythe, Dave Griffin, and Simon Thomas. Second place CIBC FCIB Dallas Neatham, Glenn Abel, Ross Fortune, and Mike McBain. And third place Home Gas Tim Dawson, Andreas Hoag, Stephen Wattler, and Desmond Chisholm. The golf tournament was officially opened by Honorable Sabrina Turner, Minister for Health and Wellness, who thanked Cayman's corporate community for supporting the Red Cross through the golf tournament. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
The 2021 TradeView Markets Corporate Touch Rugby Finals are this weekend at the South Sound Rugby Grounds. This year's theme is Around the Caribbean. It's all happening Saturday from 9 until 6 p.m. And finally in sports, the Cayman Islands Tennis Club is hosting its CITC Open Singles UTR tournament on Saturday. You can register online for the event, which takes place Saturday evening from 4:30 until 9 p.m. It will feature all singles round-robin, men's and women's advanced and intermediate categories. The cost is $40 for members and $50 for non-members. Food is included for players, and the top three finishers will get prizes. Tomorrow is the deadline to register, so make sure to email Tariq at tennis.ky by 10 p.m. tomorrow if you'd like to compete. That is the latest in sports here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanna Gallego.